Federal help on the way. Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. The U.S. giving Maryland $60 million to begin to rebuild a collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge. Shannon Gilreath with the U.S. Coast Guard detailing the next steps.
Step one of that is we're going to clear the debris from the channel. Step two is we're going to remove the vessel. And step three is remove the rest of the bridge debris from the waterway. And we got the cranes on their way to help us do that.
Two bodies have been recovered. Former President Trump paying his respects to a New York City cop killed on the job this week.
The former president, after attending the visitation in Massapequa and meeting with the family of fallen officer Jonathan Diller, said,
"These are just incredible people that are just devastated. They're devastated. They've got a tough road. It's going to be a very tough road."
Officer Diller died after being shot in the stomach Monday in Queens. He had been with the NYPD for 3 years, leaving behind a wife and infant son. His killer, who had a long arrest record, faces murder and weapons counts. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
President Biden holding a major fundraiser in New York City Thursday night at Radio City Music Hall. Fox's Jackie Heinrich.
Former President Barack Obama hitching a ride on Air Force One with his former VP to meet Bill Clinton for a conversation moderated by Stephen Colbert with a star-studded lineup, including performances by Lizzo, Queen Latifah, and more. For $100,000, donors can get their picture with the three presidents, snapped by famed photographer Annie Leibovitz. $500,000 buys access to an exclusive reception. Biden's team framing the $25 million hall as a show of enthusiasm, but his other numbers are not so good. Outside Radio City Music Hall, protesters calling to flood Manhattan against Genocide Joe.
The protesters calling President Biden a war criminal for his stance on the Israel-Hamas war. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. netsuite.com/Fox.
The founder of the defunct cryptocurrency firm FTX learned his fate in court.
25 years, that is the penalty for the former crypto king. The defense tried to argue that Sam Bankman-Fried's vegan diet, his lack of social skills, warranted lesser prison time. That fell on deaf ears today, though. So he will serve out that sentence in a medium security prison in San Francisco. That is the recommendation. I want to share a statement from U.S. Attorney Damian Williams on the news today. He said, quote, "His deliberate and ongoing lies demonstrated a brazen disregard for customers' expectations and disrespect for the rule of law, also that he could secretly use his customers' money to expand his own power and influence." Now, the judge really zeroed in on that power and influence point today, hammering home how SBF used customer money on political donations. He pointed to it as a reason he didn't believe SBF's Good Boy Crypto Act.
A Senate trial for a controversial Biden cabinet member could begin next month.
House Speaker Mike Johnson and the impeachment managers overseeing the attempt to remove Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas have sent a letter to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer telling him the articles of impeachment against the secretary will be sent on April 10th when the Senate returns from recess. The letter calls on Schumer to hold a Senate trial, arguing a conviction is, quote, well-founded and the historical record is clear. Republicans accuse Mayorkas of not following immigration laws and misleading the public about the border being secure. Many Democrats have called it a sham impeachment. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Israeli airstrikes on Syria's Aleppo province early Friday, killing 33 civilians and military personnel. Reuters reporting those strikes also killed five Hezbollah fighters. And for the first time in 27 years, the U.S. government is changing how it categorizes people by race and ethnicity. The questions about race and ethnicity will now be combined into a single question. I'm Sue Guzman. This is Fox.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.